In December, Dennis Drew was sentenced to 5 to 15 years for 58 counts associated with the Saratoga County car crash that killed Shenandoah High School students Christopher Stewart and Deanna Rivers and injured Matthew Hardy and Bailey Wind in December 2012. In court, Drew admitted fault for killing the two students and for operating his vehicle under the influence of drugs and alcohol. At the time of the Northway wreck, Drew had previously been issued multiple traffic violations and had had his license suspended 5 times. On Thursday, lawsuits were filed in Saratoga County Court on behalf of Stewart's and Rivers' families seeking more answers about the incident. Albany attorney John Powers is representing the family and estate of Stewart.
Because of the abrupt way in which the criminal proceedings ended, with Drew pleading guilty to everything he was charged with, there were a lot of questions that were left unanswered that would have presumably been brought out at the trial had the criminal trial proceeded. So the only recourse left to the family is to bring the civil proceeding and take the testimony of some of the people who are involved to find out exactly what happened and to hold people accountable for their failure to act in this case.
In addition to Drew, both lawsuits mentioned Drew's mother, Gail Pendergast, the owner of the vehicle Drew was driving when the accident occurred, and Koto Japanese Steakhouse, along with the bartender and server there. Drew was visibly intoxicated at the Colony restaurant before leaving and causing the accident minutes later. On Thursday afternoon, Dan Yu, a man who identified himself as the current manager of the restaurant, said he was shocked about the news of the lawsuit and said the restaurant came under new ownership in October. Powers said the lawsuit is against the corporation that held the liquor license at the time the sales to Drew occurred in 2012.
What the relationship between the old corporation and the new corporation that owns Koto is something we're going to try and find out as part of this lawsuit. There may not be any relationship. There may be some common ownership. We just don't know. And the only way we can find out is by bringing this lawsuit and asking the people who are involved in the old corporation what the relationship, if any, is with the new corporation.
New York's Dram Shop Act holds businesses that sell alcohol to visibly intoxicated patrons liable. The lawsuits do not seek a specified monetary amount. Mike Stewart is the father of Christopher Stewart.
Obviously, we don't have a specified amount in this suit. You know, we're kind of just leaving that up to the courts and juries to decide what, if any, damages are going to be incurred. And, we know that it's 2 years after, and it still doesn't make it any easier.
Attorney Stephen Coffey, who represented Drew in the criminal case, was not available for comment. A lawsuit was filed on behalf of Hardy and Wind, the other students injured in the crash, in 2013. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.